Tonight we're going to be having Wednesday night on Facebook. If you want to follow the Bible study, you can go to our website at www.greatestfreedomministries. Tonight, as we continue our study on time, I want to lead you into, tonight we're going to talk about times of restitution. And if you open your Bibles with me to Acts chapter 3, verse number 19, I'll start there. The Word of God says, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you." Tonight we're going to focus on verse 21, "whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began." On the bottom of your handout, I have some insight there. It says, "The absolute necessity of repentance is to be solemnly charged upon the consciences of all who desire that their sins may be blotted out, and that they may share in the refreshment which nothing but a sense of Christ's parting love can afford. Blessed are those who have felt this. It was not needful for the Holy Spirit to make known the times and seasons of these dispensations. These subjects are still left obscure. But when sinners are convinced of their sins, they will cry to the Lord for pardon, and to the penitent, converted and believing, times of refreshment will come from the presence of the Lord. In a state of trial and probation, the glorified Redeemer will be out of sight because we live by faith in him." And I was reminded in 2 Corinthians 5, 7, the Apostle Paul says, "We walk by faith, not by sight." So tonight, the prophets spoke of this, and we're going to first look at the reception of Jesus into heaven. The Bible said he ascended. So we're going to look at Psalms 68. Psalm 68, verse number 18. The Word of God says, "Thou hast ascended on high, and thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them." You know, it's kind of interesting. Next week, I'm going to be speaking about the times of ignorance. Amen. But tonight, we're looking at the times of restitution. And God says, we're looking at Jesus that ascended on high, and he gave gifts to men, and he's given gifts to women. And he says to us, it's also he attained. And when I was looking at in Mark chapter 16, Jesus gave us instructions. He said, "Go in the world and preach the gospel to every creature." In verse 15, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name you shall cast out devils, you shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." You know, I was reminded that the Word of God declares to us that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And God is saying from Genesis to Revelations, every word that was spoken is either fulfilled or will be fulfilled. There will not be one word that will not be unfulfilled in the Word of God. So he is speaking about this as these prophets are speaking about Jesus that ascended into heaven. And it says for us, he ascribed to us in 1 Peter chapter 3, 1 Peter 3, verse 22, the Apostle Peter writes, who has gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels in authorities and powers being made subject unto him. I thank God for my advocate that's in heaven. I thank God that we serve Jesus and he's alive and he's well. He's alive in you. He's alive in me. And he's at the right hand of God. And he's and control of all, has all authority and power. You know, the Bible says that every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. So when the prophets and the psalmists and the men of God were speaking these things, they were speaking them forth, and every word that was spoken came to pass. You know, he says, for the times of restitution. And when you think about the word of restitution, if you robbed someone of something and you went to courts and they found you guilty, you would have to pay back. There would be a restitution given, that you'd have to pay back those that you, for the one that you stole from. And the enemy has stolen from the children of God, and God's going to restore some things that have been stolen. There's restitution that's coming. There's a restoration that's coming to the body of Christ. There's a recompense. I love what the prophet Solomon said. King Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 31, he said, behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth much more than the wicked and the sinner. Who is the righteous? You and I. We're the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're the righteous. And God said there's a payment, there's a recompense, there's a blessing that comes. I don't know about you, but I thank God for the favor of God. I thank God for the blessings. Amen. I thank God for all that he's doing and everything he's going to do. You know, I got a report this week from a doctor friend of mine how there was some property that's being acquired back in West Virginia in the Lost River Valley, and it's an answer to prayer, and everything that God said that he was going to do back there is being fulfilled right before my very eyes. Amen. And God's the author and finisher of our faith. He that's begun a good work in us is faithful to see it through to its finish. Sometimes it gets hard in the midsection. But he says, don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you don't faint or give up. I wonder how many people didn't get their full reward or the full blessing because they gave up before the prize came. Amen. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding, the word of God tells us. So he is not only going to do, he's going to rehabilitate. Amen. I thank God for rehabilitation. Is God rehabilitating anybody here? Does anybody need rehabilitation? Amen. The prophet Isaiah prophesied this in Isaiah 35, verse number 4. He was prophesying the salvation of the Lord. He said, say to them that are of a fearful heart, verse 4, be strong. Fear not, behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense, and he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert. Amen. That speaks about the waters of refreshing and the refreshing of the Spirit of God that's coming to refresh and to restore and to renew. Amen. So what he does is when he rehabilitates, he also reinstates. He reinstates. And Micah, the prophet Micah said in Micah chapter 7, Micah 7, verse number 18. The prophet Micah says, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, but he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast out all their sins into the depths of the sea. Amen. I love it where there's some that says, you remove our sins as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. So he says this. Now, thirdly, we find the reference that the Luke writes and says in Acts 3:21, he is speaking about the voice of the prophets of old that spoke these things, and they all were manifested before their very eyes. You know, if you just go to John 1, it's kind of interesting because in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. The life was the light of man. The light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. But the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. So what I'm using here is the reference is we're referring to God's Word and the revelation of the Scriptures. Jesus chose to speak in parables. And many of those that weren't following Him did not understand the parables. In Matthew chapter 13, we find revelation. The revelation, verse 33, and this is another parable. He said, another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. And this leaven is speaking of the gospel of Christ, amen? And then the gospel came. Amen. And brought in the Gentiles because it used to just be unleavened. And now we have the leaven, which is the gospel. And we have the threefold body, soul, and spirit is the measures that were poured in the gospel. It affects our soul, our body, and our spirit by the gospel, by the word of God. And he said, all these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Amen. And it's the light of the gospel that opens up the minds and the hearts to receive. Remember, God says that no one comes to the Father but by the Son, and no one comes to the Son except the Father draw them. And God draws us by the gospel of Jesus Christ. What's the gospel? Amen. That whosoever shall believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Amen. Amen. And with salvation comes revelation. With revelation, because we have the Spirit of God, and we spoke about that Sunday in John 16, 13, how be it when the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide you into all truth, because He will not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. Just like God said, everything in January, He said everything was going to change, and everything has changed. Amen. Did we really understand what He was saying in the fullness of what all was going to change? No. He caught me in surprise in a lot of areas, total surprise. And I wish I could say, oh, no, I saw it all, I knew it all, but I did not. Amen? Amen? I guess maybe if He just showed it to me before it happened, we would try to do stuff to hinder what was going to happen. Amen? But what is He saying to us? What did He say to begin with? He said, church, walk by faith, not by sight. Faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. If we have to see it, there's no faith involved. Amen. So He says to us not only that, but He's also speaks of the resistance. How many know there's a lot of resistance going on? Amen. And James chapter 5. I've read the end of the book, we win. So I'm just going to, he says in verse number 8, James 5 verse 8, he says to you and I, be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another. Brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth at the door. Take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Job's second state was better than his first. But the Bible tells you and I, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivers us out of them all. So he calls for the reaction. Amen? There's a reaction. He calls for us to react. And 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse number 3. According as his divine power have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding and great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue patience, godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Amen. So what is he saying to you and I tonight? In the times of restitution, whom heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began, that Jesus was received into heaven, he ascended, he attained authority, he ascribed authority to you and I, the restoration or the restitution to recompense, to rehabilitate, and to reinstate the children of God, to the reference that was made by the prophets, the revelation, the resistance, and the reaction. So God's called us to receive his word, to restore, and we can always refer back to the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we're thankful, Father God, for your word, and we're grateful that you sent your word here tonight to accomplish something in our hearts and lives. Lord, you said earlier that faith comes by hearing and hearing by your word, and as your word went forth, faith is increasing, Father God. Father, may we recognize that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for pulling down every stronghold, casting down every imagination that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Father, we've been called and appointed for a time such as now. Father, I speak and I prophesy over every hearer right now in the name of Jesus. May the God in them arise and may the enemy be scattered, Father God. May the power of God just permeate in their beings, Father God. May they see you for who you are, Father God. And the battles that they're facing, the adversity that they're facing, Father God. Father God, may they see them stepped on. They recognize that Satan is under their feet, Father God. So, Father, I pray right now that every man, woman, and child right now in the name of Jesus will be strengthened in your power and might, because you called us for a time such as now. So, Father God, I ask you, Father God, for the church to arise and the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. Father God, may we walk in the authority and the anointing that you placed upon our lives, Father God. May the gifts that are in us be active, Father God, and manifested to others, Father God. Because many are looking for the answers right now, and Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the only answer. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And no man comes to the Father but by him. So, Lord, have your way in every heart and life. And we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.